you know, there's music in a person's life, and it becomes all-encompassing when you're in a band. And if you don't step out and try to do some other things, then, you know, you just have this one view of life.
The Jayhawks' Mark Olson has developed a rich view of life, and that's probably what makes his music with bandmate Gary Louris still so good after all these years. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Here at FUV, we celebrate loads of fantastic bands, but some of them are especially close to our hearts. And when the Jayhawks went through lineup changes back in 95 and an eventual hiatus, we were right there with fans hoping for a reunion someday. Of course, core songwriters Mark Olson and Gary Louris did release solo projects and their duo album Ready for the Flood. But the band that brought us alt-country classics like Blue and I'd Run Away kept us waiting until now. Mockingbird Time is the first album from the Jayhawks in 8 years. And to celebrate its release, we head to the legendary Electric Lady Studios, where an audience of FUV members got to enjoy a live performance from the band and a conversation with host Darren DeVivo between sets.
When the band went on its break in the mid-90s, did you know that eventually, when the time was right and the schedules agreed, you would be playing as the Jayhawks again?
Oh, well, once Mark left, there was a real kind of, obviously we were all kind of mixed up, crazy, what are we going to do, you know, and then we decided we were going to continue on and to see what happened, and but there was not a real huge break, because that's just kind of what we do, you know, we just make music, but in 2005, there was a definite, you know, let's sell the gear. Get rid of the practice space. That's when you know the band's kind of over. It's like when you don't have that clubhouse or the gear and things to, you know, the place to run to. So that really felt like the end.
Water to the desert, looking for my way. Under rocks and houses, snakes burn in the day. Coyotes howling in the mountains.
How easy was it to get back into the vibe of being the Jayhawks once again after not doing it for so many years?
Well, I don't think it was particularly difficult, you know. We soldiered on until 2005, but in the meantime, Mark Olson and I had been working since 2001 off and on with acoustic tours and eventually made Ready for the Flood, the duo record. And so we were kind of... It's not like we hadn't seen each other, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I think the secret to the success of this record was the fact that we were playing. We were out playing shows and actively thinking about writing songs, and just involved in music on all four gears.
She walks in so many ways. She wanders low in the shade. She shakes herself.
From an FUV Live performance from the Jayhawks, there's She Walks in So Many Ways, and before that, Tiny Arrows. Both songs appear on their new album, Mockingbird Time. Take 5 produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online, anytime, at WFUV.org.